Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A lot of issues, I know, a lot of things going on in Farmington Hills. Let's start with a hot topic that a lot of cities are dealing with right now in the issue of recreational marijuana. Has the city taken a stance on this? Is this a business you're going to get into, do you think?
Currently, we are taking a very judicious look at this. We haven't made up our mind entirely, but council is more or less uniform in looking at ordinances that would have us opting out at this time. And the reason for that is that we don't want to potentially put our taxpayers in any kind of litigious situation. And until the laws and regulations are clear at the state level, this gives us an opportunity to opt out and then revisit once those laws are clear.
Okay, so an interesting fact about Farmington Hills is that you are one of the safest cities. And so, okay, so talk a little bit about being one of the safest cities and then tie in recreational marijuana.
Okay, happy to do that. And I'm happy to tell you that we are now the 18th safest city in the country, which is wonderful. We've always been in the top 50, usually 44 or 42. And this past year, the FBI statistics now show that we are showing a decrease in all major types of crime, and that gives us number 18. It's really a testament to how well our community works together with our police department to ensure that everybody's safe. And to tie it into the recreational marijuana question, for so long, marijuana has been considered, it's an illegal substance. It still is. It's a Schedule I drug. That said, the voters in Michigan have passed this. So our police department is ready to deal with the ramifications of that. We're going to do nothing. While we may talk about an ordinance to opt out for businesses, we're going to do nothing to impede the personal freedoms that was at the heart of what the voters passed.
So you don't think that recreational marijuana will impact the crime in Farmington Hills or anything like that?
There are people who are very concerned about that. Our police chief is somewhat concerned about it. I don't think personally that it's a crime issue. I am more concerned about the additional issue of buzzed driving. We all know about drunk driving, impaired driving, but this is another stupefying substance that can potentially put people at risk if it's utilized and people get on the road.
Sure, and it's harder for police, I guess, because they don't have that 0.08 kind of standard like they do with alcohol to determine whether someone's impaired or not.
That's correct. And the level of THC, because it's a substance that dissolves in your fat cells, it stays in your body longer, but the impairment, there is no linear relationship like there is with alcohol.
Real quick, you did tell me something interesting about your canine dog.
Oh, yes. We Officer Dozer is our new canine dog. He's been with us about a year. I had the opportunity to pin his badge on him, and he is just a wonderful addition to the police department, but he was trained to identify illicit substances, with marijuana being one of those. And now that people have the right to carry some, it's driving him a little crazy. So,
and you got to be careful, I imagine, pinning that badge on a dog, because they wouldn't like it if you poked him.
There was a moment when I actually looked at Officer Yout, his handler, and thought, maybe you should do this.
Mayor, the city is actually taking over the old Farmington Harrison High School.
That is correct. We are very excited to be doing so. I know it was very traumatic for a number of families when the school board made the decision to close it. And this allows us an opportunity to do three things. Number one is to protect that taxpayer investment. The taxpayers have a lot of money in Harrison. Number two, We've outgrown our Caustic Activity Center, and this allows us to expand that and meet some of the things people wanted, like an aquatic center and a performing arts center that we currently do not have. And thirdly, we can protect the legacy of Harrison High School, and we're working with the Legacy Committee to do just that. All of those things will allow us some real exciting changes in the overall recreational aspect in Farmington Hills.
Now, you mentioned two floors going to be used as a rec center, but you might have something a little different for the top?
Yes, we are looking into the opportunity for long-term economic growth with a business innovation center on that third floor. It presents us some really unique opportunities that we would like to avail ourselves of if we have a good business plan for it.
And then you also mentioned a couple of exciting things happening even tonight, I think, with Nissan. Was that mentioned earlier?
Well, as part of our overall economic growth, we actually do have a new economic development director, and she's been very active. And one of the things they're bringing to us tonight is the opportunity for Nissan to expand their North American headquarters, which is located in Farmington Hills, with a $41 million investment. So we're going to be talking to them about a potential for a tax abatement. A lot of communities like to do that, but we've got a lot of new investment coming into the city of Farmington Hills, and we'd love to see Nissan being one of our anchor businesses to expand there.
And Mayor, I think Farmington Hills, like a lot of, well, I guess you're part of the inner ring suburbs, don't have as much space to build out as maybe some of the outlying areas. So is this a challenge to find enough property or to find, you know, places that can be developed either for retail or commercial in Farmington Hills?
That's a great question, and we are about 90% built, 98% built out for buildable land. So we're starting to look at redevelopment of our industrial spaces of certain areas, and in terms of housing, we are seeing little infill developments within subdivisions and for instance, Wooddale Elementary School closed. That was taken down, and an 18-home development went into its place. But you're absolutely right. We are pretty much maxed out with free land, so we have to look at being a little bit more innovative.
Okay, thank you so much. Again, we have been speaking with Farmington Hills Mayor Ken Massey. Thank you so much, Mayor, for joining us today.
Certainly. Thank you for the opportunity.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.